Welcome back to your favourite place to be. Grab your vape, grab your ciggies, grab your weed, your wacky back as if that's your cup of tea. Join us outside in smoking area. Let's talk some bollocks.
Welcome to the smoking area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into the smoking area.
How are you, babes?
I'm amazing, babe. How are you?
I'm good. It's been my birthday. We're not talking about that. We're just going to skirt over that because I don't age anymore. And if I did age, it would be in unicorn years. And I'm not sure what they are, but it just sounded the right thing to say.
This week, I have got...
I've got a really random straight up, and I just want to get straight into it because I'm quite... The title caught my attention. I've not even read it as usual, but the title did catch my attention. So,
blush.
The title is, I went to a speed dating event and got no matches. It's so embarrassing to talk about. I can't even bring myself to tell my friends who encouraged me to attend. So, here goes. I thought I had good conversation with people and I made good connections. I'm not good at it online and I am not into dating apps. I find it exhausting, the never-ending left, right, match, don't speak to each other, left, right, match, speak to each other, and it fizzles out. I feel like shit because I thought that this would be the right thing to do. My friends encouraged me to go to a local speed dating night at a local nightclub.
Ooh,
gorge. When I got there, I was really hopeful and I was super excited. I had a brilliant time and I thought that I made quite a few connections, made people laugh, and I thought I would at least get one bit of interest. However, nothing. I just wish I knew why people don't like me. Have you guys ever been to a speed dating event?
No.
If so, what did you do? Should I even go to another one? Or should I just stop and accept that it's not for me? I don't really know what to do because it's so embarrassing to talk to people about. My friends have asked how it went and I've lied and pretended that I matched with a partner.
Help! Oh, that's really...
I know, I want to give you a big hug.
I've never done speed dating, have you?
No, I'd know if I had, right?
Yeah.
I've been on dates when I've consumed speed and I've been twatted off my tits, but I don't think that's the same thing, is it, darling?
Is a night out just kissing loads of men a speed day?
Potential, and then I'd say that used to be very...
But like maybe we...
That used to be very successful, if that was the case, but recently, no comment.
I don't really know what to say on that. I feel really sorry for them, but I don't think it should really, dampen them from it. Maybe they're just picky fuckers.
No, come on, though.
You went to the wrong
place. So you've not been on a speed date. Put yourself in this person's shoes. How are you feeling if not even one bit of attention after a full night? Come on, you can't just blow it off like that. That'd be horrible.
Very true, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, I have definite self-confidence issues. So if I got no attention from anybody...
You have self-confidence issues?
Yeah.
I'm not invalidating what you're saying, but I'm flabbergasted. You have self-confidence issues.
You know what?
I have literally watched you and wished that I could bottle your self-confidence and used it myself because you seem to be the most confident in yourself, especially when it comes to men.
Oh, that's really cute. Well, I have the thing of like, you fake it till you make it.
So oh, okay.
I'm very self-conscious. I'm very paranoid about how I look and how I, well, not what I say, how I come across. I kind of regret what I say after the fact. So my mouth just spills. And then after I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, I'm very self-conscious about how I look and like what I wear and how I do my hair and makeup, but I try and there's just no point being like a scared little girl in the corner, is there? So thank you for recognizing that you think that I think I'm confident, but I'm really not.
Yeah, I really did think that you were and great at faking it. I'm really confident with the conversation. I know that I'm not going to struggle with making people laugh, making them feel comfortable and having a connection.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at speaking, depending which situation I'm in. I just chameleon when it comes to that side of me. However, the looks for me, I literally sometimes think, oh my God, are people looking at me and like wanting to be sick in their handbag? Like, are people...
Oh,
like, when I walk down the street and I'm next to like cars, I think that they're all looking at me and thinking, Look at his nose and his twisted face and his boggly eyes. I feel like I look like, remember the Goonies? Feel like I look like Thing. That's what I think I look like. So I'm confident in the conversation, but the looks, I'm not. So I think that's why I would never go to a speed dating thing. But I hate the dating apps as well, you see. So I just avoid. Well, I've used dating apps, obviously, because it's fucking boring, especially in winter when you've not even got a bastard to text, you know what I mean? And then when you do match them, they've not even got any text game. It's like, fucking hell, they're even bothered, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for this one, you do go again. Don't get disheartened because there's someone out there for everyone. And I think, why not, instead of going to the obvious places where people, I don't want to generalize, I've never been there, but I feel like people who are too picky and too specific are the type of people that end up living on dating apps and in speed dating because they're too... Their mind isn't broad enough to just fall for someone. What I'd say in this is join a pottery class, join a book group. We've said this many times. Start to do a couple of things a week that you want to do for you that you've never been confident enough to try and start building on your own confidence and your own interests. And you're more likely and inclined to meet someone who's right for you with the right interest instead of trying to... I've said it before, it's like trying to fit, you know, the kids that really wind me up when they've got their shape board and they're trying to put a triangle through a circle. I'm like, that's not the one it goes in. Look, it's a triangle and it's blue and you've got a red square. Stop being stupid. This is why I don't have kids. I'm like, stop being an idiot.
Snap all their fingers.
Like, bend them back and go, it's this one.
You bend my fingers when you're with me.
Because you wind me up as well. You're like, bloody toddler sometimes. I have to keep you in check. I'm joking, I don't bend toddler's fingers back or fades. No, I do bend fades fingers back. It's true. As a joke.
I agree too.
But yeah, no, go and do something that you want to do. Stop trying to fit the shapes where they're not going to fit. Go and focus on yourself and you'll build that bit of confidence because you'll be like, wow, I've tried something for me. I'm doing something that I want to do. And then you're just going to attract what's meant for you because birds of a feather flocks together.
That's a good point. Instead of going to like a dating thing that's the pressure of getting a match or finding someone there and then get disheartened, go to something that's, like you said, you're going to start a new hobby or just try something new. If nothing comes of it on the dating side of it, at least you've tried something new. You're not going just for that sole purpose of trying to find someone.